Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LivePanorama.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'll be joined by the other host of the show, Rob Zarek. Let's bring him in. Hello.
I'm here.
That's great.
Yeah, it is good.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if I wasn't, then you would be talking to dead air and nobody.
A bit of an issue, yeah. So I'm glad we didn't have that problem.
Like it hasn't happened before.
It's happened before, unfortunately.
It is. And mm-hmm. So as you're talking to yourself, and you know that happens to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So.
True.
But
it was true.
It was weird. We have not done like our free reading nights and stuff, and I was looking at setting everything up for tonight's show, and I was like, man, it's been quite some time since we've done a radio show. And we did one last week, so mm-hmm. I don't know why, but it just feels like that
because we were doing them so frequently.
I do not know if you feel the same way because I did not bring that up until right now, but like I had to pause. I was like, well, when the heck was the last time like I did this or did that? And it was only 7 days ago, but it seems like forever.
Years ago. I know.
I was like, do we do one this year? And then I was like, oh, yeah, it was just last week.
Yeah. True.
So we did do one. I just, I don't know. I guess I've been so busy over the past 7 days doing mm-hmm. stuff, and especially stuff in the paranormal. It's mm-hmm. been maybe just a long week. You know, I've been revisiting a lot of our videos, and I sent you a clip just a little bit ago, and it's fun and funny, and it's all the emotions go through rewatching your investigations. You know, and I think it's funny because when I come back from an investigation, I usually think, all right, we captured these four pieces of evidence. This is what we can do. You know, with those four pieces, I know we have that. It's solid. We'll be able to put it out there and whatever. You know, but when I go back, there's like always something different, or maybe I didn't hear what I think I thought, you know, I heard. And it's fun to revisit it because I sent you a clip today and the response was clear as day, but yet I don't even remember that part of our investigation from, you know, months ago. And, you know, so looking at it and listening to it is like you're there again, but then it's from a whole new point of view because you actually can hear everything that's happening when you, you know, put your headphones in and stuff. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's funny because when we're at an investigation, and this happens not too often, but occasionally, like, we'll get a great response from, a ghost box or something. And one of us, that one time it was me, where I said, oh, did the ghost box say this? And it was, like, way off from what the ghost box really said, and then we couldn't use the piece. It just looked like I was, like, stupid. You know, I think those are funny. So I think sometimes when you call out what you think you hear, and you go back and listen to it, and you're like, wow, I'm not even close on that one. You know, then do you want to put yourself out on the internet looking like an idiot? You know, so.
Well, I think we've all had the situation, you know, where in the moment you really thought you heard one thing and you hear it, you know, when you are in a different atmosphere. And it sounds totally different. And it's like, wow, how did I even try to hear that? Like, I can't even try now. Like, it's so
I was rehashing, you know, and it's funny because I pride myself in my memory. But there was one and that you and I both laughed at. And I said something. It was, like, not even close. And I can't remember what that clip was. I'm sure you probably don't remember either. But you probably remember the scenario of us laughing because, like, what we heard compared to what I said at the time was just like so off, and it was just hilarious. So those clips don't make it, you know, but you try to be interactive, so it's hard. You know, we do not have the psychic abilities, or at least they're not they're not, you know, we're not honed in on it yet, where, you know, we don't have that advantage.
Right.
Like yeah. our guest tonight, you know. And I'm excited for, you know, Artie to be on again. It's been months. And I literally,
been a hot minute.
It hasn't been years. Hot minute. Did I say mm-hmm. that was bad to her?
It was closer. You were closer to on point, but not quite there. But close enough. I'll give it to you.
You know what it was? I started thinking about it.
That's where you go wrong. You can't do any thought. It just has to roll off the tongue.
And I just don't know why we've isolated the fact that there's just some words that I can't say, like hot minute, because it doesn't sound
right.
You know.
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to bring that on for tonight's show, but, you know, it seems like every show now we have like a hot, we should have a hot minute segment.
Or the hot minute.
Hot minute. Yeah, that's what we should do. And just like have like a set, like 5 questions we ask every guest. Of course, it wouldn't make sense mm-hmm. if they do different things. But, you know, make it like general.
That might be interesting. That would be pretty cool,
yeah,
though.
You know, like, when did you first get your abilities? And it's not a psychic, you know, then it would go downhill fast. But, you know, just general questions.
Right. True.
Well,
let's
I
go ahead and bring our guests in.
Let's do that.
All
this
right.
is insight.
Let's bring in Artie. Hey, Artie.
How's it going?
It's going.
It's going.
We were just talking about our adventures and somehow our mishaps, and I'm sure you could hear, but it's going. We're excited to have you on and, you know, see what you've been up to.
Yeah, it's like a Bill and Ted's adventure.
Yeah, you know, we have certain things that are like the staple of our show, which is, and it's sad that I agree to this, and I agree with it, is that there's some words and some, like, phrases that, like, if I say it, it just doesn't sound good. Like, hot minute. And it's like, we had a show with our friend, I don't know if you're familiar with a gentleman, Chip Coffey, and he's like, yeah, you know what, that doesn't sound good. So, like, there's some certain words, and I don't know if it's just only me, and if people just like to come on the show and they laugh, you know, and I like to have a good time, but there's, for whatever reason, the word hot, or the phrase hot minute, is something that nobody says that when I say it, it sounds right or good. So we kind of play that into every one of our shows.
In a hot minute?
Yeah. See, now when you said
rather
it, it sounds fun.
Rather than a New York minute?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe I need to find my own little saying, but, you know, a hot minute's not it. So how have you been since the last time we talked to you? I think in February the last time we had you on our show. So welcome back.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure. Even through all this COVID stuff, I've been slamming busy and been doing a lot of readings over the air and, over the phone and stuff. And, I've been really busy. I mean, more than normal, so... I'm grateful, you know. It's like as frustrated as I am with the way everything is going with life in general and the economy and everything else, my life is kind of blessed because, like I said, people have been reaching out to me and I've been giving them answers. And, you know, I would say I feel like I've always been on point with people on the most part, but I'll tell you, I don't know what changed in the universe or the atmosphere, but my visions have been more bang on lately than even normal. Even for myself, I impress myself with some of the stuff that I come up with. I go, wow, you know, and I say things inadvertently to people and they go, oh my God, that's what my father always said, or that's like you said it just like he did, or it's just like, you know. But lately when I've been doing readings, it's like, you know, it's like I feel it and I know it. It's not like I'll say things and things will come to me and I'll share it with the with whoever I'm reading. And, you know, I'm usually on point, but it's like I'm hoping that I'm on point. But most of the time I'm right on point. But now it's like when I say things to people, I feel it, I see it, and I know it. So I've been asking for that, and damn it, it's about time. So.
No, that's cool, you know, and I would like to think, you know, it for us with what we do, you know, it's in the same general genre, but you know, we get our messages a little bit different. We have to work for it, you know, so it's a little bit more difficult because we're just not, you know, we don't have the gift as you. But, you know, there are things for us that we've kind of, you know, realized. And when we, I guess, try to explain it, you know, when like we have certain devices that go off or a certain device we ask to communicate through, you know, it's we can start to sense when that we're actually going to get activity because we've allowed ourselves to open up to that, the possibility. And I think for us, it's just, you know, making sure we stay in check and keep our minds open. And it's helped out a ton.
Which one of the two of you have not been getting that much sleep lately?
Oh, that would be me.
Because you have
probably
to,
me.
You have to. I'm telling you right now, your immune system is down, and because I see you throwing up, I see you where you're not because you're not getting enough sleep, and I feel like the vitamins. You don't have enough vitamins in your system, as far as the right nourishment. And you're going to end up getting sick because I literally see you throwing up. But it's because you're not getting enough sleep and your immune system is down. I don't wish anything bad upon you, but while I'm listening to your voice, I'm seeing you getting nauseous. Now,
I was thinking maybe it was her.
Way?
I'm going to pass. Maybe it was her. Maybe you were picking up on Nicole.
See,
well,
I'm listening to the both of you speak. So it's like, honestly, I didn't know, but I'm getting it has to do with somebody not getting enough sleep.
I don't know. How's your sleep been, Nikki?
Well, let's see. I got home from work yesterday, and I literally went to bed. And that was like, I don't know, like 6 or something. I don't even know. And I,
now,
I
would
didn't
I
get
say
up
stuff
but
like,
one time.
That I wish anything bad upon anybody. But
sure.
One of you. I'm seeing just getting nauseous and it's like getting the bug. And again, I don't wish anything bad upon you, but I'm just saying it has to do, you know, while I'm listening to your voices and I'm having a communication with the angels on the other side. And I'm saying, you know, as I'm seeing nausea, I'm saying, which one is it? And I'm getting lack of sleep. I have a feeling it's probably you. So just start, you know, you want to start, you know, catching up on your sleep and start taking your vitamins because it is going to make a difference. So hopefully just by you having this knowledge, it doesn't have to happen. But it's just going to be a bug that's going to go through you. It's not the COVID shit, so don't worry. It's
okay.
Going to be
–
it just has to do with it's just your immune system is down. It says the virus and like I said, not the big virus. It's like a 24-hour bug, you know, a 24, 48-hour bug. So anyway, just, you know, try to get some more sleep and drink water and start taking some vitamins. And you don't really eat much of a breakfast, too, do you?
Well, do you think it's more for me or is it more for Nikki?
I don't know. I just told you what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say.
Because there are times where I'll give me an example. So somebody comes to me and they says, "Oh, sorry." So they give me the individual name one at a time. As I'm reading the child who I think I'm reading for, and they said, "No, you're describing my other child like 100%. That's not this child. That's the other child." So sometimes the energies do jump, and I don't have control over that. Mm-hmm. But yet I know what I see is true. So,
I have the same breakfast pretty much every day. It's a protein shake with fruit. So I try to have a balanced carbohydrate and protein intake. I don't know if Nikki, do you usually eat in the morning?
No. I usually have my Red Bull.
Okay. Red Bull, which is a dehydrate.
It's watermelon.
It makes you nauseous.
Energized.
And could make you nauseous, so... It's all starting to add
No,
up.
It never makes me nauseous. Maybe you, but not me.
Not, yeah, too much caffeine always makes me nauseous. But
See, I think it's you, Rob.
Like I said, put it this way, I don't wish anything bad upon anybody. And it was just a premonition thought that I got, that's a vision, and I'm not even trying. And it just came to me. So I've learned just to believe. See, that's the difference between being a psychic and someone else just being, you know, a regular person in a sense. Not that I'm better than anybody, but I'm just saying, a psychic believes in everything that they hear, see, or get within their gut. And you go by it. Now, is every psychic right every single time you get stuff? No. But this is, I feel, the dark side or the ego side challenging you that even those times where you get a gut impression, a gut feeling, and you express yourself, when you're wrong, you know, they're trying to, the dark side or the ego side is trying to throw you off. So that's why there's a lot of people that when they get a thought or a premonition, how many times, and I'll probably go in the thousands, people will say, oh, God, I don't know why I didn't listen to my gut, or I should have done this. I felt this. I knew this was going to happen. I should have said, but you don't. And so, therefore, you second guess yourself. So with a psychic, you are just expressing yourself, and you can't be afraid to be wrong. So, like, when I tell things to people and say, no, I don't think so, no. I go, look, I said, I'm not looking for your approval. I'm just telling you my gut feeling. Most of the times I am right. And, you know, one story that comes into mind, if you don't mind me explaining this story to you.
No, this is great because we want our listeners, you know, it's a spotlight on what you do. So this is perfect.
Okay. So I have a couple stories, well, thousands, but I'll keep it talking. So this girl, so I'm reading her, and the reason why I remember this, because I don't remember reads and I don't remember jack crap when I read people at all. The only time I remember stuff is afterwards when somebody comes back to me and then they tell me what happened based on what I said. That's when I'll remember because I'm in a conscious state of mind. When I'm doing readings, I'm in a totally different state of mind, spiritual state of mind, and my memory sucks. But that's for my own protection. So this girl is sitting in front of me, and I saw her holding a puppy dog in her hand. And so I said to her, I said, oh, wow. I said, I see you getting a new puppy soon. And I said, do you have a puppy dog, or did you just get one? And she's shaking my head with, like, such doubt look in her face, like that anal look in her face. And she goes, Art, she says, let me tell you something right now. She goes, I never owned a dog. I don't own a dog, and I never will own a dog because I don't have time for one. She goes, I own a beauty parlor, and I'm always there, and I wouldn't even have time for a dog. So I don't know. She says, you're wrong on that one. I don't see that one happening. Well, a month later, there's a picture of her holding her new puppy dog that she was displaying out there. And so she was telling her friend who she's the one who introduced her to me. And so she said, how was your reading with her? He said, he's telling me I'm going to get a freaking dog and blah, 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 blah. And he told me this and that and blah, 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 blah. And so all of a sudden, a month later, she was showing off her new puppy dog. And so she said, well, I thought you said that Artie said he was wrong. I don't even know what her comment was. But, you know, the girl who recommended me to her, you know, came back to me and told me that that girl ended up buying a puppy dog less than a month later. So, like I said, even though when things don't make sense or whatnot, it makes no difference. Your feelings are your feelings, your thoughts are your thoughts. You know, it's almost like when you're falling in love. It's like you can't fight the feeling. You know, it's like what? Oreo Speedwagon. I just can't fight this feeling anymore. You know, throw away. You know, it's you just can't fight that feeling. It's a feeling. And that's what it is. It's a gut feeling. It's a loving feeling. It's a spiritual feeling. And it's great when you feel it within love, and it's great when you feel it psychically, and except if there's bad news. But, you know, if there's bad news, then you do have – if I'm telling you there's a rainy day, well, at least, you know, bring an umbrella with you, you know. Or I tell people, you know, I told people a couple of times where, you know, I see you getting a stain on your shirt or on your pants because you're drinking something while you're driving, and I see something spilling on you or whatnot. I said, keep an extra set of clothes on you in the trunk of your car. Put it in a nice plastic baggie or a box or someplace. Just keep it in the trunk of your car so you have a change of clothes, or when you have to change really fast and, you know, you're all smelly or crappy or, and like I said, but I would see a stain. So I give people advice to do little things to make their life easier so that when they deal with the situation, then take care of it, you know? So, I feel, and I thank God and the angels every day blessing me with such a beautiful gift. And we all have the gift. It's not that, you know, I just said in a post not too long ago, I said, it's not that I'm more special than anybody else. I said, because God doesn't choose just who he speaks to. God speaks to everybody, not just a few and chosen people. He speaks to everybody. The question is, who chooses to listen and who chooses to do something about it when God and the angels are sending you messages, you know? But a lot of times, you know what? We want what we want. So even when we know it doesn't feel right or something's not right, then but when we have such a strong desire to push it, whether it be about love, whether it be about money, whether it be about taking certain risks or chances, when your ego is that driven, the ego is stronger than the soul. You know, the soul is more powerful, but the ego has, you know, controls more. It manipulates. It manipulates your thoughts. It manipulates your, it's your ego, you know, what you want on a human level. So, you know, somebody once asked me, and they said, Art, let me ask you a question. One of my students, because my friend was a teacher, and he's also a doctor. He goes, one of my students came up to me and asked me, is the mind, body, and spirit, are they one or are they separate? And I'm thinking to myself, wow, that's a good question. I didn't know what the answer was. I said, give me a moment. So I sat there in meditation, and this is exactly what I got. The mind creates, the body reacts, and the soul observes and feels. They're all separate, but they all act as one. And it's just like your car. Your engine is separate from the transmission. The transmission is separate from the steering wheel. The steering wheel, they're all separate from the tires and from the back seat and the front seat and the console. They're all separate, but yet they all act as one vehicle, which is the same thing with the mind, body, and spirit. So they all have their own unique functions. When you've learned to develop the art of your mind, body, and spirit acting as one, where you feel in tune with yourself, then you could literally live through a hurricane and feel extremely comfortable because you're accepting the element, but you're staying true to yourself. So, you know, one of my ex-girlfriends said something really cool that stuck with me, that will always stick with me forever. And she said to me, like, the way that I think or the way that I do things, and, you know, yeah, I'm a little different than most people or whatnot. And she said to me, and she looked at me strange and started to laugh, and she goes, you live in Artie's world. And I go, you're right. I really do live in Artie's world. And I like that phrase, Artie's world, because no matter what's going on around me, whether it be personally or with the world or whatnot, in my world, if you believe that your world is okay, then your world is going to be okay regardless of the circumstances going on around you. But if your ego chooses to be affected because of everything what's going on around you, then you are not going to be in tune with your higher self because you're allowing the exterior forces to affect you. So there are the people who are monks, and I'm not at that conscious level. I wish I was. But people who are monks, they have proven themselves. They have proven to the public that they could literally walk outside 20 degrees below zero in just wearing a very light cloth and still remain extremely warm within their bodies because they do not allow the outside forces to affect how they feel inside. So they've created their body to be warm enough as if they're wearing bundle jackets. And there are videos of a bunch of monks. There are monks among us. There's a bunch of monks that were, you know, showing off their abilities. And but doing it in a very spiritual sense, not showing off just to show off, but just showing how powerful your mind really is. So, you know,
right.
as you see acrobats, as you see acrobats and these people with this tremendous feat of strength and brilliance, and how a person could hold onto a pole and make his body erect, go straight across, where it, the mind control and the muscle control, and it takes extreme focus and dedication. If you want to accomplish anything in life, if you are focused and dedicated, you will 100% achieve your goal. No matter what it is, you will achieve your goal. Can't allow outside forces or outside opinions to affect you, because then you're making their opinions more valuable than yours, and then you're lost just like they are.
That does make sense.
Well, I think that's very motivational too. So, you know,
mm-hmm,
I think
definitely.
Anytime we need some motivation, we should just call you up and be like, hey, you want to be on a show tonight?
For real.
We need some motivation. Yeah, because that was, makes you feel good. And it's funny.
Yeah.
Well, I was, you know, I had mentioned to you that I had an accident, and I you know, we haven't been in touch. And it was funny because my, you know how like my buddy, he we kind of have like that banter back and forth between like, you know, two guy friends that have been, you know, we've been friends forever. And he was like, hey, you know, you do all those psychic shows. He's like, why didn't anyone tell you you're going to have an accident? And I was like, you know what? I was going to go look back and see if anyone did, and just, you know, did I blow them off? And I have not gone back and listened to them, but I don't think they have. And he's like, didn't they tell you? So it was funny that, you know.
So
I'm going to explain
why that happened. So that has happened to me before, where I did readings for people and they ended up getting in an accident within a day or two, or something really horrific happened to them. And they said to me, they said, Art, why didn't you tell me that I was going to be in this big accident or whatever? And they're, you know why? Because you were meant to go through it. If you were not meant to go through that accident, I would have seen the vision and I would have told you and I would have protected you. Just like I told you about the potential of you throwing up or getting sick. So do you have the potential to fix things? You do. You do. By drinking water and getting more sleep, and you're good. You know? So it's just about, you know, like I said, it was just meant to be, and that's why. You know? What was really cool, I got to share with you this really, really cool story. I just could not believe it. It's like if I didn't experience it myself, because it just happened to myself. So here I am, all right, I decided to take off of work, a day of work, going way back in, I don't know, this is like about 25 years ago. I've taken off of work many times after that, but this one particular day, I just wanted to take the day off. I wanted to go to Atlantic City. I just wanted to enjoy the day by myself and just chill out. And so what happened was I get in my car, all right, I'm all happy and excited. I'm going to Atlantic City. I'm just going to have a day to myself. It was a beautiful, beautiful day outside. I get in my car, and my car is bouncing up and down, like somebody is, like, on my trunk and making the shocks go up and down, up and down. And I'm looking in my rearview mirror. I said, did I just experience what I thought I did? I'm looking around. I see nobody around. So I'm about to start the car, and again, the car is going up and down, up and down. So, of course, it made me get out of my car. And I'm walking around the entire car. Nothing was there. Nobody was there. Nothing. But my car was pushing on the shocks or the trunk of my car. So I get out of my development because I lived in a townhouse complex at the time. I get out of my development. I go out. There's a traffic light. I make a right. And as soon as I made a right, there was a major car accident that just happened at that point. And I missed it. I that would have been me. Or those people were meant to be in that accident together for whatever reason, but I wasn't meant to be in it. But it delayed me because then I would have been the one in that accident.
Wow. That's crazy.
Well, if I was meant to be in this accident, and I had an accident about 4 years ago too, or 5 years ago now, I think I've learned hopefully what I need to learn, and I can do without anymore.
Well, people draw... People draw accidents to them. People draw negative crap to happen to them as they draw positive things to happen to them. That's how powerful your mind is. If you bang your head on a cabinet that's open,
You drew that to you. If you get in a car accident, you draw that that energy to you. When you're thinking constant negative thoughts, or you're always stressed and you're always worried, you are literally drawing arguments from other people to you. You're drawing accidents to happen. You're drawing all these negative things to happen. It's your mindset, because you're allowing everybody from your past, everybody of the now, and what's going on around you to really upset you. So you're drawing negative energy or things not to work in your favor, because you're just so upset and angry. Rather than coming to a place of acceptance and forgiveness and coming to a place of, all right, let it go, let it go, let it go. You know, it's just like when people go to school, there are people who have to really study their ass off to get really good grades. And then there are other people who just have a knack for school and they don't even stress out about it. They just pay attention to the class. They catch things and things just glide for them naturally in life, because they just don't give a crap. Because, I mean, they care, but they don't care. They just don't allow so many little things to bother them. So their mind is much more clear, and they're able to see things that other people can't see, because their mind, it's like this confidence level. So you can make anything happen when you're a confident person. So you could draw love into your life because you're a confident person. You could draw success in your life because you're a confident person. And the number one quality that attracts one person to another, it's more than looks, it's more than money, it's more than anything else. The number one quality that attracts one person to another or success is confidence. If you have confidence, you could be ugly, you could be, you know, hurting, you could be whatever. If you draw confidence, that charisma that you create comes right to you, and it shows. And you don't have to pretend. You can't pretend. Mm-hmm. Confidence. You can't pretend, well, you can pretend it, but it shows, you know, but it's all how you really feel inside. So I tell people, if you want to build up your confidence, then do something you love to do and just keep on doing it and doing it and doing it. And when you become really good at it, whether it be a sport, whether it be a musical instrument, whether it be singing, whether it be whatever it is, helping out other people that you know, just to be there, to say the right thing at the right time, or to make people laugh. You do it over and over and over again, where it's like breathing. It's not even a thought. And it's that air of confidence. And then it just draws people to you. And even animals will draw to you when you have this no worriness or not worried about anything. So, yeah, it's really cool. It's a good feeling to be there. When things aren't going great in your favor, yeah, I do tell people, sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. You know, when things are not going your way, well, then pretend that things are going your way and just keep on acting like things are going your way, even if you're having a few setbacks, because then you're creating the energy for things to turn around. But if you keep on allowing every little thing to upset you, then, you know, you're drawing all that negativity to you. And there's a lot of people who are such negative nillies, where they're so angry all the time with everybody, so that you could just barely brush up against them and you'll tick them off, or you literally spilt milk and like, I don't believe how stupid you are, and they blow up. They're not really super angry just because you touched them or because you spilt milk. They're not angry about that. They're angry. They're carrying a resentment and an anger that has to do with their past or the way they were raised or something that happened in a previous relationship. They have all this subliminal buildup, negative, angry messages within their body and their soul, that when you do something, that every little thing, like, my God, they're so wound tight, they're so upset, has nothing to do with that moment. That was only a trigger point to release that anger that they have built up inside them.
Pretty deep, man, huh?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. You know, and I always think, you know, perspective too. Like with, I might be dealing with something, and then I see somebody's dealing with something, you know, which I feel is much worse, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, I feel foolish for, you know, feeling a certain way when obviously, you know, I obviously should not have. You know, so I try to always keep things in perspective, and even if I am a certain way, or feel a certain way, I try to at least evaluate it in a fair amount of time because you can't stay mad, you can't stay upset. You know, you have to maybe look at it from different angles or a different perspective, or, you know, at least that's how I function.
That's how you roll.
That's how I roll.
All of life is nothing more than a perception. All of life is nothing. What gives you the quality life, the secret to life, one of the major secrets to life, what gives you a quality of life, whether it be bad or good, is your perception of how you handle anybody or anything. It could be super great, and it could be super crappy. It's still the situation or the person. It still is what it is. It only is what it is according to the energy of what you give it. Chicago Cubs, and I'm rooting for the New York Mets, and the Chicago Cubs beat the Mets, and beat them in the bottom of the ninth, you're going to think that that was the best game that you ever saw in your life if you're a Chicago fan. Me as a New York Mets fan, I saw the same game, and I thought it royally sucked. But that's our perception, you know. And then, you know, you look at a picture. You know, they say a picture says 1,000 words. You could look at a picture, and it will remind you of something else. You know, you could have an abstract way of looking at a picture, and I could look at it for black and white. It could have a lot of meaning to you, one picture, a lot of meaning to you. To me, it's just like, all right, it's a unicorn with butterflies and rainbows and, you know, cute little bunny rabbits. To me, it's just like, all right, it's a cute little picture. To you, it's like, no, it represents life. It represents birth. It represents, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So it's like all of life is nothing more than a perception. And I playfully say to people, is 15 minutes a long time? It all depends what side of the bathroom door you're on.
That's funny. And true.
Yeah. You know, and 8 hours. Is 8 hours a long time? If you're sleeping for 8 hours, it seems like 15 minutes. But if you're working for 8 hours, it could seem like 12 hours. The bottom line is, it's still 8 hours.
Right. Truth.
You know, only your perception. It is what it is, only according to your perception. Another great perception. So if you look above your head and you're looking at the ceiling, the reality is it's a piece of wood. All right? So if you walked upstairs where you are right now, you walked upstairs on top of that wood. From upstairs, that same piece of wood is no longer the ceiling. It's now the floor. But from downstairs, that same piece of wood is the ceiling. The piece of wood never changed. Only your perception has changed. And that's the secret to life. All of life is only a perception. So if, God forbid, somebody gets in an accident, you could look at it like, oh, my God, you know, I ruined my car. Or you could say, you know what, thank God I got insurance. I'll get it fixed. I got to get a rental car. You know, it's going to slow me down, but you know what, I'll get through it. And other people, it could be the worst thing that ever happened to them in their entire life, you know. So it still is what it is. It only is what it is according to what you think. So if you went to go to Atlantic City and you lost, or Las Vegas, and you lost $200, for some people, that's like toilet paper just to wipe your butt with. And for other people, losing $200, like, oh, my God, that's devastating. You know, I could have used that to buy this, this, and that, and food, and da-da-da-da-da. So everything's a perception, you know. $100,000 overall is a lot of money, but to Donald Trump, that's nothing. Or to billionaires, $100,000 is nothing. It's a perception.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so if you want the quality of your life to be totally nonchalant, more playful, more loving, more, get drunk, get high, stop giving a shit so much.
There you go.
You know what, I try not to procrastinate. That's one of my life's biggest obstacles. And I've been doing a lot of stuff, and I was going to go to bed because I was tired, which all leads back to the initial. So I might be shooting myself in the foot here at the comment. But I was going to say, you know, after talking, so it's kind of your fault, because after listening to this, I feel motivated to stay up and work. Yeah, and it's like staying up and working. But the only trouble is, you told me to go to bed. So now it's like I'm all confused. Do I go to bed because you said go to bed, and then you said be motivated. So now it's like, what do I do?
Well, put it this way.
I'm at a crossroads.
So let me say this. So let me say this. Do you have to wake up early tomorrow?
I have physical therapy at 11. So I do. Oh, I, you know.
There you go. Stay up a little later. Sleep a little later. There you go. Stay up a little later.
I get up with my son every day and play. And I don't know. He gets me up at like 6:30 every morning. And you know, we started watching. He watches YouTube and stuff. So that's the downside. There's been times that I've gone out and investigated all weekend, and I come home on a Sunday, and I'm beat. And then Monday is like 6:30. You know, it's YouTube and cartoon time, and you know, let's hang out. And so I've got that, and my, you know, my physical therapy is it's because I actually I had a problem with my knee, so I ruptured my patella tendon in full, and I had surgery, and now I'm on my second phase of physical therapy, so it's a little bit more like I get tired afterwards because I'm doing like full like squats and stuff for my quadriceps. So I've got that tomorrow, but really nothing beforehand. So maybe I should stay up and, you know, hammer out some work now that we had this motivation. I just don't want to be throwing up tomorrow while I'm at physical therapy now.
Listen, I'm not saying
it's at the Cleveland Clinic.
You know,
there's a lot of people there.
So I don't know. But the bottom line is, like I said, I just saw what I saw. Hopefully I suck on this one and I was wrong, and that was that. But I'm just telling you my premonitions. So it's funny. So when people ask me questions and I might deliver them maybe some hard news, I'll tell you my truth. And, you know, when I know that they want to hear the opposite answer of whatever it is I'm giving them, I look at them and I say, well, I got good news and I got bad news. The good news is I'm not right all the time. The bad news is I'm right most of the time. You know, but it's the truth. It really is. It's the truth. But
well, I'm still holding out that you're picking up on her and not me. So she'll be throwing up tomorrow, not me.
Oh no!
Thanks
no! She's
lot,
pregnant.
Rob.
I say that with a smile. But no, I. So
one
I.
Of
do,
your
I
listeners,
have a couple...
One of your listeners right now is throwing up as we speak, and that's what I'm picking up. You're going to get somebody saying, oh, I can't believe it. I just threw up the next day after listening to your show. Not that I thought your show was that bad, but I threw up after all listening to your show.
Oh, them. You know, our listeners are dropping as we say. We hope it's them that are saying that.
That's right. For some reason, the numbers are dropping as we speak.
Well,
God, I hate when that happens.
No, and so I had we have a couple questions that, you know, we want to ask you, I know, and our time is, I think we only have about 15 minutes left in the segment. So, you know, I know you know that we go out and do like, you know, what some people consider like ghost hunting, but, you know, paranormal investigating. So when you go to a building that, you know, has paranormal activity or doesn't have paranormal activity, do you ever pick stuff up just from walking in the building? You know, because, you know, we always talk to you about, you know, readings and, you know, you're reading people, but what about just on a daily basis when you go like into a historic building or something? Are you getting like the story of the building and stuff that happens and, you know, people talking to you from just the building, or is it something that, you know, doesn't happen to you?
Only if I want to. Generally speaking, when I'm in an old building or if I'm in the restaurant, the mall, you know, beach, wherever, whatever, and all these people, this energy of the house or whatever, I'm really not picking up on anything. Only if I want to open up my channels, who or what's going on around. But other than that, I have this incredible protection mechanism that I'm just kind of blocked off because I honestly, in the moment, don't want to know who or what, you know. The interesting thing is that 99% of the times whenever I've gone into a home and people were complaining that they are constantly experiencing paranormal activity, I don't know what it is about me, but when I walk into a place, there's never a thing happening. There's nothing happening. Things happen in my own place. I mean, I have spirits in my own place, and they make themselves known, and they'll put things on and off. I mean, just about a week to 10 days ago, I'm lying in bed
my bedroom's right next to my living room, and I'm lying in bed, and like, what is it, like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, all of a sudden my TV goes on by itself. And you need to hit the clicker. Oh, wow. It's not on a timer or anything. You need to hit the clicker, and I'm in the bed, and I'm the only one home. So that happens. I have an angel that when the battery's in it, the angel will light up to multiple different colors. You know, it'll go red, and it will go blue, it will go green. And like all of a sudden, I walk by this angel every now and again. I haven't put a battery in that in months. And it's on all the time, but, you know, the battery should be completely dead. And all of a sudden, like a month or two later, and it's happened many times, all of a sudden, like, the angel will just start to light up. It's glow. And I said, wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I know I have
it sounds
a couple
like
of
some
spirits
of the,
here.
I was going to say, it sounds like some of the devices that we would use. We like mm-hmm. these devices that light up and take them. We like to see what kind of angel this is. It sounds cool.
Yeah.
And so, and it's just, you know, whether it be my relatives who crossed over or whether it be my angels, whether it be the spirits that live here. I know I have, I think he's about 37 years old, and there's a little girl that's also here. And they both passed away. I don't know if they actually passed away in this place where I live. I think they did, but for whatever reason. And it's a very old building that I live in, and it's really cool. And, yeah, so, you know, they're respectful. They're not threatening, and they just do little things here and there to let me know that they're around. Sometimes, depending on my mood, I'll go like, oh, shit, wow, that wow. But then other times it's just like, it's a matter of fact, you know. So,
right.
It's all good.
Well, you know,
cool.
I was wondering, you know, if you often get called out by somebody who thinks they have you ever gotten called out, you know, to a house where someone says, hey, we have stuff going on here. Can you figure out what was going on in our house? You know, has that ever
occurred? Oh, yeah. People have called me to investigate or to say, hey, Artie, can you get, you know, what do you get from me? Or, you know, and I'll get it and I'll pick it up because my energy is I want to know. And I ask the angels to please open up my psychic abilities. Please open up my vision so that I could feel what's going on. And thank you for all your loving white light and protection. And I walk into a place like I would never want to go into a mental institution or a jail. And oh my God, the negativity and the energy in that place, and with all the torture and the bullcrap, I would never want to enter into that place if I didn't have to. You know, I wouldn't do it voluntarily because then those spirits will follow you. They'll connect themselves and they'll go home with you and all this kind of crap. And people who use Ouija boards, that's also extremely dangerous. If you don't know what you're doing, there should be at least three people using the Ouija board. If you're going to use the Ouija board, you need to say a blessing on the Ouija board. Say the Lord's Prayer and ask for only good souls and spirits to pull through if you're going to play with the Ouija board. But you have these people or these kids that play with the Ouija board because they think it's cool and they'll start spelling out stuff. And they're allowing this negative energy to come in. So one of my friends told me this. I know, I'll never forget this. This is a story that I heard, oh, God, maybe 25 years ago or whatnot. But I remember it like it happened yesterday. So one of my friends, who is also very spiritually gifted, she was telling me that she said she played with a Ouija board a couple of times with her friends. She goes, the last time I played with it, she goes, I never touched another one. I'll never touch another one again for as long as I live. She goes, what happened was after we played this, now when you're doing a Ouija board, you say the Lord's Prayer, you say hello, you welcome only the good souls and spirits. Thank you, Archangel Michael or Jesus or God or whoever you want to ask to come in and to bless everything with the white light. Thank you. And then you start asking your questions. You get positive feedback from good spirits. And then you have to say goodbye. You can't just close it up and say goodbye, thank you. And you just say goodbye, thank you, bless you, and we thank you, yada, yada, yada. So you got to close it up. So when you do not use the Ouija board correctly and you don't say goodbyes, your goodbyes. So
So what happened is, so my friend was playing with the Ouija board with a friend, and she had her jewelry on her neck and on her hands because she liked to wear her bangle bracelet. She goes, when I woke up, he says, we're sitting on my nightstand. And she goes,
oh, wow.
And that freaked me out. And she goes, I didn't take off my jewelry. I didn't take off my makeup. I didn't take off my jewelry. And all my jewelry is off my body, and that freaked me out. And so I took the Ouija board that was in my closet. I ripped it up, and I crumpled it up, and I threw it in the garbage. And the next morning, the Ouija board was back in her closet in full peace. And then after that, she took it out, and she burnt it, and then she never saw the Ouija board again.
That's
wow.
You know, I have not played with the Ouija board but once. And Nicole and I did it at a mansion. Now, this mansion is bizarre. It has a lot of activity. And I know I try to keep an open mind. And I'll be honest with you, I do not understand what we actually have. We actually got stuff that I was able to figure out the words and the letters that were coming through. And I knew I could trust her for not manipulating it, because I've always watched. I'm always assuming there's like the other person's always like moving into the letters. And when we sat down and we kept getting, what was it? I think F and K. I'm like, what the hell is F and K? And then when it turns out that those were the initials of the guy who built the house. And that was every time when we sat down, I think what, two or three times, that was we kept getting F and K. So not F and K, like, you know, saying a bad word or thing, but F and K, you know, two letters. And it was interesting, you know, and I think it's something that is a tool that you could use if used correctly, but it's something that we don't use a ton, but we do use it. I know she uses it more than I do. And I know, you know, directly what you're saying is it's, pretty much all of the stuff that we do and just going out there and doing this type of stuff, you need to do it with tact in the smart way, you know, or you're going to run into some issues. We've seen and heard that many times.
So if you, as a paranormal, so if you want to, or anybody, if you feel your place is haunted or you want to draw the spirit or whatever, if you get all of you to sit in a circle, all right, and then you place a candle in the middle of the circle, like you get like a whether it be a religious candle or one of the 7-day candles, a green candle, a white candle, whatever you want, and just pay attention to the dancing flame. Everybody pays attention and focuses on the dancing flame, and you're asking the spirit to please make themselves known. And where your mind isn't being dispersed. You know, like you're in one place, your one friend's in another place, your other friend's in, like everybody's mind is in different places, hoping and wondering. But if there's a few of you, say like four or five, even eight of you, however there are, place a candle in between all of you, sit in a circle, focus on the dancing flame, and then all of you focus on spirit pulling through. Please, spirit, pull through. What is it that you want us to know? What is it that you wish to share with us? Please make yourself known. And you're going to experience things happening because all of you are generating the energy for one sole purpose, for one to experience certain actions. And I told that to a paranormal team that I once met when I was in Milwaukee. And they were, you know, they weren't getting the activity that they wanted. And so just intuitively, I've never said that before, but I told them exactly what I just said to you. And they went downstairs. And then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, they all came booking right up really fast. And they said, weird shit was happening. There's no way I'm doing that. You know, it's like, oh, my God. I mean, the lights were started to flickering and noises started to, and they just all booked right upstairs. And I said, whoa, that was so overwhelming. So. But it all depends on the person, on the spirit.
Yeah, that'd be right up our alley.
Yeah. But, you know, so get a few of your friends, and you gather in the circle, and you just, if there's a spirit there and you want them to speak or communicate, you know, take a fresh new tape, put it in the cassette recorder or whatnot. Everyone keep quiet, play it, let it record, don't say a word, and then re-listen to it, rewind it, re-listen to it. And then you should be able to hear voices on the recorder. You'll hear the other side recording on the blank
right.
tape that was originally blank, but you're going to hear voices pulling through on that. So you just ask them, who's ever there. You could ask for your friends who passed away, your relatives who passed away, and ask them, can you please pull through? Is there somebody out there in the spiritual world with the divine light? Can you please pull through and deliver us a beautiful message? Can you please let us know that you're there, what you want us to know? Thank you, thank you. And then after you ask, you keep quiet for about 5 minutes, total silence, and then rewind the tape and listen to yourselves on the tape asking for your loved ones or your angels, whatever, and then listen to the blank tape, and then within that blankness that was once before, you should be able to hear voices on the tape.
Now, when...
Very cool.
Now, do you need to actually be in a location or a building to pick up on, you know, what is happening in there? Because we've talked to a couple of people who do remote viewing. You know, is that something that you do, or do you physically have to go to the location to pick up on, you know, who's there and what's going on?
Both. Both. Sometimes I feel like I need to be there. Like when people want to, I said, I need to go there, so I need to feel the energy. I haven't developed that part of the gift to do remote viewing, although sometimes I have done it. I have done it. Just like, I'll give you an example, just like past life regression, all right, to see who the person was in their past life. It's not my forte, but yet, while I was in session, I naturally get the person's life before this lifetime and who they were and why and whatnot. And, but there's a significance why I would get that information about them, because the information of their past is creating fear or blocks in this lifetime. And so there I have the blessing of knowing their past. And when you have an understanding of why you are afraid of this or that, or why, you know, you get nervous when this or that happens, or when somebody, because there's a connection to your past life. And so therefore, you know, it creates situations in your life of this lifetime that happened from your past. But not like, I'll give you a perfect example. A lady comes walking in, right? I'm doing an arty party, all right? I do psychic parties. So a lady comes walking in, I'm at a fetish basement, and she's walking in. As she's getting closer to me to sit down in front of me, I said to her, the first words I said to her, I said, in your previous life, you walked the plank of a pirate ship, and you were forced to leave a ship, and you drowned in the ocean, but you walked off a plank, and you drowned in the ocean. And she goes, you know, that makes perfectly good sense. And I was shocked, because that was just my creative vision that I thought. Mm-hmm. But she said to me, it makes perfectly good sense, because I never knew why I was always afraid of the ocean and ships, because nothing ever happened to me in this lifetime. But I'm always deathly afraid of ships and, like, being out in the ocean.
Well, that's cool. You know, and I totally agree with that. We've done a couple of segments because I openly tell people that I do not like wind. And ever since I was little, like 2, 3, I can remember just hating the feeling of wind. And to this day, I don't like wind. And, you know, it doesn't stem from anything that came from this lifetime. You know, I don't think anything traumatic happened to me when I was 1, but then I remembered at 2, you know, about wind. But it's something that to this day, I do not like wind. And if I'm on the highway, I don't like driving with the windows down. I wouldn't say, like, scared. It's just, like, a point where, like, I feel like I cannot breathe. And obviously, when there's wind hitting your face, it's harder to breathe. But not that. You know, like, there's
something eternal. What I would get from that is that you probably died in a hurricane or a tornado. You probably died in a hurricane or a tornado in your previous life, and that, and you carry that memory.
You've been told that too before, remember?
Yeah, pretty much. There's like, it's an interesting thing. So I have been like, now you would be the third or fourth person to tell me that, and the other three also gave me like some other information that matched up. So it was, that's, it's interesting. So like, if I, you know, I keep an open mind, and I don't know if there's naturally, when someone says wind, they think hurricane or tornado, but that seems to be what, you know, people tell me. And it's probably to the point where it's probably accurate, because, you know, that,
you know, to be in an enclosed place, to be in an enclosed place and you hear the powerful sound of the wind, like it is a locomotive, and you're hearing the abrupt sound of the wind where everything is just blowing and whipping around you and collapsing, or, you know, it could scare the shit out of you. Now you're just so scared. You know, I said, you know, one of my friends was telling me, he was joking with me, and he says, "Art," he goes, "I did a past life regression." He goes, "Not that I went back into my past life." He goes, "But I was brought down to when I was like an infant." He goes, "I had this incredible memory when I was an infant, and I remembered when I was under the hypnosis, I remembered and I saw myself getting circumcised. I remembered it hurt so bad as an infant, I couldn't walk for a year."
Well, I do not know what it is, but like the wind is definitely my thing, and
we
just know
told
we,
you
know
what it is. That is what it is. You see, I don't know. On a conscious level,
yeah.
You don't know, but that is your answer. That's why you're afraid of it. It's not that anything happened to you in this lifetime. It's not like
you lost
a kite as a little boy.
No,
in the wind.
I didn't know what to expect. I never had thought, you know, what you would think your natural mindset would be, hurricane or something of that nature. And I never envisioned it as that. And but now the fact that, you know, you bring it up and it's been brought up before, and actually I have gotten two people who have given me even the time period of when it happened and whereabouts, which I thought was really bizarre that they kind of matched up.
Yeah, so there, that is your answer.
It explains
it
a lot.
It's like this, your search is over. It's like you have the answer. It's not like it's a mystery anymore. You have your answer.
I just have one more person tell me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
I just need that one more confirmation, that one, just that one.
One more confirmation
that
I'm sold.
Anything that you're afraid of this path, of your life, that you've never personally experienced anything horrific, then yes, there is 100% a connection to your past life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is reincarnation. There is life after death. There is past lives and previous lives and lives thereafter. This is not the one-shot deal. This is not the only planet with life on it, and this is not your one and only lifetime. It is what it is.
Well, and what is your take on, you know, there's a set group of souls or people that travel together throughout different lives. You know, they're always together. Have you encountered that? You know, like I tell a story, my daughter, when she was like three, it's funny because whenever we have guests on and we talk about it, it seems like when they have kids or everyone between 2 and 4, that seems to be like when everyone's first like memory or someone says something about, like the kids always say when they're 2 to 4. So my daughter, I had taken a lot of Christmas ornaments from my grandparents that were probably, I didn't like steal them or anything, they were, you know, deceased. I took them from their house. I was allowed to, you know, just kind of clarify.
Oh, no. I'm a psychic. You stole them.
Yeah, I did.
I'm only kidding.
I went
right
in the middle of night and took them.
It was,
you know,
stolen
they were
in the most lovingly sense, though. It was stolen with love.
Right.
Yeah.
It was
that's
stolen
right. It makes it all better.
It was there.
I really like the Art Deco time period. And so they were Art Deco, you know, ornaments. And when my daughter saw them, she was like, oh, I remember those from when I was married. And I was like, well, you know, those are my grandparents. She's like, no, I remember those from when I was married. And she was like two, so she had no reason to say it. And obviously she was not married. You know, I wouldn't have gone for that if they were being two. But
how can you not remember the first dance with your daughter? Are you serious? The father daughter
yeah.
dance.
Yeah, when she got married,
way
she
to go,
was
Dad.
One. You know, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. You know, and then so that was weird. And then I also, you know, you
hey,
hear
listen,
stories
I knew I
saying,
was high
"Oh,
for a little while in my life," but you know, I think I would have remembered that.
Yeah, giving away my 1 year old. Yeah, so I don't think
I
that,
mean,
that
I
was true.
For a time period of my life, I was a little stoned and high, but how can I remember forget that one?
Yeah, because right. that would have been awkward. But
there would be photos or something. Yeah.
You know, we hear that. You know, there's people that you know travel together. Like go, but they come back as like, you know, different. Maybe their husband or wife at one point, next time their brother and sister, or, you know, whatever. Do you believe that, or how have you encountered that situation?
Yeah, 1,000%. Yeah, 1,000%. It's like being in a play. You know, you could be any character in a play. You could be a female in one character. You could be a kid in another play, and you play different roles. We play all different roles. That's how we learn. That's how we grow and learn, to learn from different perspectives, learn from different experiences, from different points of view. You know, you have your brothers and sisters. One's the youngest, one's the middle, one's the oldest. And, you know, it's just like everyone, you grew up in the same family, but you have your different experiences based on where you fit within the family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting topic because I know, you know, we've had people on that have said, you know, this lifetime we're mother and son, but before, you know, we were something else. And, you know, it's interesting, I think, that you would follow, you know, the same souls would follow each other throughout different lifetimes, but I guess that's how that works.
Well,
you know,
see,
based
those are
on
also
all the...
known as soulmates. Those are also known
right.
as soulmates.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hey, guys, so listen, I want to make sure I'm not the one that's throwing up because I got to get to sleep.
Right.
I have an early
we want, we want you to plug all of your, you know, where people can
yes,
find you, where
please.
They can book it. They can book an Arty party.
If you want to have an Arty party, I promise you it's going to be a great time. It's inspirational. It's fun. It's an eye-opener. And, yeah, if you want to have an Arty party, if you want me to do a phone reading with you, a private session in person in New Jersey, I'm in Woodbridge, New Jersey, Central Jersey, and check out my website, artyhoffman.com, or go, email me, artyhoffman@gmail.com. And, you know, you can call me at 732, or text me, 732-778-7173, and so whether it be a private session or a party, or I do fundraisers, I do events, and I do motivational speaking. So, you know, I'm there for you. And I also have a book called Angels and Answers. And I promise you read that book, it's going to help change your whole perception of your life and life itself. And it's really going to hit home with you. I promise you that. And you can get it on Amazon too, Amazon.com, and Angels and Answers, written by Arty Hoffman.
Awesome.
I now remember how much I enjoyed the Arty party. Just saying the
yes.
words.
I love it.
That's a great tagline. So
clearly a good time. Yes.
We're having a party.
Just saying it makes you smile. Well, we appreciate
you
calling in, and we will definitely talk to you again soon, and maybe one time you'll have to come out to one of our investigations, or we'll even maybe do one of those remote that sometimes you said you could possibly
yeah,
do.
Fun.
So we'll have to
it'll be fun.
Let's get
yeah.
you out.
Give me a shout. Absolutely.
No,
Sounds good.
Oh, we will.
I enjoyed my time. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much
all right,
for
thank
having
you.
Me. You guys
Thanks
are the best.
Thanks for coming on.
You got it.
Thank you.
Take care. Have a good night.
A wonderful night.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, apparently, I
still I'm torn between if I should get some sleep or work, because I'm motivated, but I'm not motivated to vomit. So.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody is really motivated to do that unless they've got other things going on.
I often
it's not
say
really
that
a good
not
pastime
a...
thing for me. I don't like doing yeah. that. So
growing
yeah,
up,
no. Yeah, no, I hate throwing
do.
Up.
You know, and
yeah,
I often
no.
say that the way to start the best way to start a diet is through a good stomach flu. And you know, I don't want to bring that up because I do jinx myself more than not. Maybe that's
mm-hmm.
something that he was talking about. You know, like things happen for you know when you want it to come true. Obviously, I don't want to have a stomach flu, but when you say it, you think it, you're gonna it's gonna happen. So maybe like we've had this conversation, which is crazy. Like a couple times now over the past like what 2 or 3 weeks, where I've said something and people mm-hmm. are like, yeah, you probably shouldn't say that because that's gonna come true. And so it's
yeah.
bizarre that I've been like called out on that now like 3 times in like
you know what it reminds me of, like when you're little and they tell you like if you make that face it'll get your face will get
will
stuck
freeze.
Like that.
Yeah,
yeah. It kind of reminds me of that. That
so
whole,
are you referencing
you know,
the fact
mind.
That I'm like a little kid, or are you saying that that's just reminds you of it? So
I'm not
well, clear.
I think if the same would apply when you're older. It's just people don't really typically. Say that to people who are older.
Right.
I know I've thought
right.
it. Right. But I haven't come out
yeah,
and said
what,
it, which is surprising because
wanna...
I usually just say everything that, you know, comes to mind, even if it's not necessarily the right, you know, situation. But, I usually just blurt it out anyway.
But yeah, I can agree. And I
there's always tomorrow. There's always
I think
tomorrow.
That's everybody. And I think that's stuff that I say as well, and maybe that's why we get along, because we equally speak our minds. And I know there's many times that after we talk, you'll be like, I can't believe you said that. You know, so I know mm-hmm. firsthand that. But it's funny because I never say that to you because I know it didn't go over well.
Right, right.
So there's a little bit of flexibility in the second comment when it comes to what you can
mm-hmm.
say and what I cannot.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I've never been like, hey, moron, you shouldn't have said that. but
I just say that. I just come out and say it.
Other way around, you're always like, hey, moron, you shouldn't have said that.
It flows off the tongue kind of like hot minute. You know, it's just a thing.
Hey,
sorry.
Moron. Yeah.
You weren't born with it. I was.
The mm-hmm. fact to say, hey, moron, and then just say what I did wrong.
Yeah, I can do that. You can't. It's just
I know,
one of those
weird.
Things. It's like hot minute. Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, you know, it was a cool show because we got a chance to get motivated. And, you know, some of the stuff that he says is like, I think you should just install in your life on a daily basis. Anyway, you know, and
I know,
and I think a lot of people
and replay.
That.
Maybe people should take
yeah.
and, you know, download the podcast and they can listen to it on the daily and create their own, you know, their own motivational, you know, little conference, if you will, via Artie recording.
Well,
does
I
that
think,
make sense?
Yes.
And they should have an Artie party, and they better invite us, because that sounds really cool. Sounds like a good time.
Yeah, if any of our guests, listeners, our listeners, obviously, book an Artie party, please allow us to be a guest. Invite us.
Yeah.
You have to, like, give us a place
to
sleep, probably. Yeah, but, you know, just, you know, I think what it is his explanation of it, you know, sounds inviting. You know, where, like, a lot of times...
Not to mention,
I
he's just
think,
so damn fun to talk to. That, like, it's
yeah.
got to be a good time.
Well, and I think tact level, too. Like, normally if someone's, like, all down and out, I'm like, well, you know, it's cut the woe is me nonsense. And, you know, that's not a good approach. You know, where he essentially is saying, you know, woe is me is bad, but he's mm-hmm. not saying woe is me and cut the nonsense and... He's saying, you know, why don't you look at it from a different point of view, or, you know, something that's more delicate.
It's all about that
especially
tact.
Someone who,
about
it
that.
Is.
Mm-hmm. He's got it.
Because I know there's been multiple times that I've said, you know, with your woe is me stuff,
and it doesn't go over, you know, so.
I don't think that would go over with anybody, though. That's basically saying your problems aren't that big of a deal.
That's not
true. You know, your issues aren't that big of a deal. It really is. It really is. I mean, there's always a time or two where, you know, you want to say it, but it's not always necessarily, you know, maybe that person's having a rough day or having a rough go, you know, and just maybe just keeping that in mind. I mean, you can only take so much. Let's be real. You know, before you're like, look, I tried to be nice. I can't hold it in anymore. And then you just got to, you know, just be blunt and just blah, just say it. Unless that's
right,
just me. Maybe I'm the only one who does that. But I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. You don't. It's weird. So I don't know. You have a filter, but you don't necessarily have a filter with me. So it's hard for me to judge.
Right. I'll tell you what, though. It's becoming harder and harder to have a filter sometimes in situations where it's, like, mandatory to have one.
Right.
I could give you an example, but I probably shouldn't because, happened today. My luck, the situation, the person would be listening, and that would just be a whole new complaint on, you know, some sort of platform for review.
Here's what we should do. So this is something that I believe I got a text message on today, but I did not get the story. So what you should do is use different names in different scenarios, you know, like – kind of change it up a little bit, but still tell the story in, you know, that context. So I think.
Well, I can't do it now. I mean, I kind of gave it away, you know, it'd be kind of really friggin' obvious.
Just spill the beans. We all want to hear. People all over the world.
No, probably not. No, okay, so like if you're having a bad day, okay, and you call somewhere and you choose to ask questions that are just kind of blatant. They're just totally obvious, right? The questions you're asking are just they're a given, okay? And then you proceed to perhaps place an order. And when you know damn well deep down inside that you cannot be made happy, why take and proceed with your order and then come in and just basically be rude when you're coming to get it and then call and complain? And then, you know, just like you cannot be made happy. And it was obvious from the first 5 seconds of the phone call, the original phone call, that there was no way that this person could be made happy. Why make your, might take your, you know, crappy day and make it somebody else's?
So did this person come and grab what they needed to get, leave, and then call back after they left?
Yes. A decent amount of time, too. Mm-hmm.
And did they bring back what they took?
Yes, they did. Not that anybody would want that, you know, after the fact.
How much was brought back? The full amount or almost the full amount?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't look. I didn't care to look. I tried to get myself away from the situation before I spoke my mind. But evidently, I wasn't the only one that felt that way. Like, it was literally multiple people kind of felt like the same exact – it wasn't just me. It was like the interaction with everyone was this way. So it's kind of like why – if you're having a bad day, maybe you should just keep your ass at home. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't go and make your – spread your bad day upon every single – interaction that you have throughout the day. Like, it's not worth it. Like, if you're that unhappy, you know, maybe your issues are deeper than what you're claiming their problem is, you know? Like, maybe
you need to dig deep and keep your ass at home. Take it on people you don't know is my issue.
Well, yeah, and that's what happened. I mean, I don't know this person.
Thank you do know.
Because I sure as hell wouldn't, like... No, but, like, I don't know this person from Adam, you know, and you could just tell, like, every single person who interacted with this individual could tell that they just, like, literally hated the world.
You should have
they were having that kind of day. Like, the look on the face even just you know, keep your ass at home. I mean, I know there's days that I should do this. I should follow this direction.
Totally.
I should just keep my ass at home. You know, especially when driving, because it all rears its ugly head, and I'm like, yeah. And if I am behind you, maybe, and I'm too close, maybe you should just, you know, pull over and get out of my friggin' way. That's how I feel. Yep. All right. I'll jump off my soapbox now. Because,
Do you feel better?
No. I really would love to deliver this message directly to the person who needed it. But, you know, it wasn't, it's not permitted given the situation. But let me tell you, if I were in a different role, I probably would have totally been like, okay, well, you know, clearly you can't be made happy. Because when I was, you know, previously a, like, the supervisor, you know, I basically had to sometimes come out and say it. With a smile.
We should, you know, we should try to find this person and have them on our radio.
No, don't care to. Like I said, there's just nothing that can make this person happy.
Well, I think
and given that, I'm sure they probably don't believe in the paranormal.
Well, and I don't think, given what you told me, I don't think they'll be coming back. So I don't think
that'll
be
Well, and you know what? I couldn't be made happier.
I'm sure you could.
Mm-mm. And if you do come back, come back outside of my shift, okay? Nah. Mm-hmm. I kind of wanted to take a hint from like Doug's book and go, but like, see, that was the angry version instead of like the, it was. Doug, go on.
Give him the grr.
Oh, I did.
The G R R R R. Which you proceed to sometimes even give on text message, which I know that
I do.
You do. And
okay, you can't say that you don't because you did that yesterday.
I learned it from you. You don't understand. Like half of my bad habits, I learned from you.
Oh, please.
That's accurate. I don't know if
at
half,
least
maybe like 40%. Maybe 40%.
You grr, but then you like didn't even say what your grr was referring to. You were just like grr, and I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Okay.
Nothing.
Well, here's the.
If you're good at grr, you have to like, you have to.
I have,
you know, give some information behind your grr.
When it comes to you and I text messaging, I have a weird thing where like sometimes I'll go to my phone and you'll be just texting me. It's like an odd scenario. And so I would say I normally respond to a text message within 5 minutes. And I'm guessing this was like, it was like maybe 15 minutes and then you had already fallen asleep. So it was, I'll be honest with you, I was at work, working on this system and my text messaging back to you was probably a good 15 minutes, which is a rarity. I'm on top of my text. I don't think you ever have to wait more than 2 to 5 minutes at the most. And this was probably triple that. So, you know, I apologize in advance because I was getting ready to try to, like, explain it, but I needed a couple minutes, and then by the time then it was gone.
But then your girl probably
was
gone, right?
No, it was still bad. It still carried over
still
this girl. Morning. It still carried over to this morning, if you don't recall. But that was just a carryover of my whole attitude. That wasn't like based on the situation I was. Is it grrring about? Which I guess is not
so
another thing I can't
say. So no, but listen, okay. So in the response to that, you know what? Maybe you should have just kept your unhappy ass at home, right?
True.
If you were still grrring the next day, like you've been grr. Yeah,
I don't know, but I do think that a lot of my bad habits and a lot of things I do stem from.
Well, I think the whole moral of this story was maybe everyone should you know, have that motivational speaking, you know, that uplifting message, you know, that our guests gave tonight to replay, and maybe they would have a more positive view of the world and be able to handle very small, minute things that might make them grr or just be a complete and utter butthead. You know, they could be happy.
Many situations. So, you know, like the way I was looking at some of the stuff that he was saying, it rang true. Is like, for example, I know I want to upload videos, and I'm not going to give you the runaround. Give the listeners the runaround. I'll just give you what was going through my head is, you know, we've neglected one social media outlet, YouTube, and we have so much evidence. And I'm always like, well, you know, we waited so long. You know, now we'll never get, you know, our views on YouTube because it's waiting 15 years to get stuff up. And, you know, we only have this amount of subscribers. And, you know, and I think that's not the way to attack it. The attack it is get your stuff.
With that being said, everyone, stop. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. Everyone, please proceed over to YouTube and subscribe to the Live Paranormal YouTube channel, please. Anyway, go ahead from there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Facebook. But the thing is, like, you know, it's something we need. You can't be put down and bring yourself down just because you haven't done it yet. And I think that's something that everyone does. You know, and that was something that I was just thinking, like, you know, I was like, wow, is he tapping into me? Because I was just thinking, you know, I need to get those videos up, but yet, oh, we only have this many subscribers, or, oh, I've waited too long. You know, but that's not the mindset to have. Then I'll be dead. And then when I'm looking back at my life, I'm like, I waited too long.
Evidence doesn't go bad, though. Evidence doesn't go bad. Yeah, right. There's some places that, you know, major television shows, you know, that people think are the end-all, know-all when it comes to the paranormal, which couldn't be a bigger joke ever. Sorry to our guests who have been on paranormal television. But there are so many things that have been said that people are claiming, oh, we were the first. Bullshit.
Oh, yeah, there's
bullshit.
A TV show that was supposedly the first TV show to ever record somewhere. And we personally recorded a TV show that it hasn't been out yet 3 or 4 years ago. So, you know, that's the thing. It's like,
right.
Then you, like,
and
do
it's
the,
a constant
do I
scenario
do the woe
within
is
the
me?
Paranormal. No, but
you know,
it's a constant
I'm
scenario
also,
within the paranormal. Everyone's the first to do this or that or this or that. Bullshit.
Right.
You know, it's a rather ignorant statement to make to say that, you know, oh, you're the first. Maybe you're the first that ever took the time to post a shit on the internet. But guess what? There's this thing called long before the internet, okay? And there were plenty of people who did plenty of shit who didn't feel the need to, I guess, get that constant pat on the back or whatever and need to put their shit out there, okay? So to think that you're the first to ever do something in the paranormal is just ridiculous, quite honestly, because who's to say that someone hasn't done that? They just didn't feel the need to have to put it out there for public validation. So everyone keep that in mind when you put your label of first two. We're the first two. Bullshit. Try me. Sorry, I had to jump on that soapbox. Another soapbox. I better get off air.
I think what had happened is you re-encountered what your run-in today, and it's now brought you to a new place in your emotions and feelings. That would be my take on that.
Well, I mean, like, I could really care less. I mean, I just think that, you know, if you're in that bad of a mood, maybe you shouldn't go out in public and try to, you know, ruin other people's day. If you're having that bad of a day, keep your ass at home, like I said. It's personal.
You wouldn't be happy, actually.
Keep your unhappy
ass
at home. Yeah, because they weren't happy. They couldn't be made happy. And, you know, there are some days where I can't be made happy either. You know what? Been there. I think we all have. But, you know, it's all about the way you handle it and the way you handle yourself. You don't need to, like, take a actual, like, verbal shit on every person that you conversate with just because, you know, you're having a shit day. Maybe take that chance to turn it around. and not be such an ass to people, you know?
Well, I do know, because I think that's actually what had happened to me today. I took the time and turned it around and, you know, talked. I kind of screwed off a little bit at work today and didn't get as much done as I would have liked and ended up talking about paranormal for like 3 hours while I was getting some
work
done.
See, I did a lot. You know, just, I did a lot, and I got to talk about the paranormal because it's kind of like part of my job. But, you know, I got so much done that I was actually to the point where I couldn't even come up with anything else to do because I've already done things so far ahead that it kind of actually looked ridiculous when I looked at it after the fact. I was like, Well, I mean, you know, groups are kind of a thing in the past, so I kind of had to reach for things to do, so...
Well, you could always make images because I've got a bunch to give you. I just haven't told you about them yet.
I could, but, you know, I can't really do that on you know, while I'm at work.
Right. Right.
Because I just have a thing about that.
I'm up to now 9 images I needed.
Oh, my Lord.
And according to
so
Artie,
my live paranormal
motivated.
List. My life, oh, great, thanks, Artie.
Right, now it could be up to 15 by tomorrow, depending if I stay up, unless I'm throwing up or, you know.
Right.
I will take
yeah,
it.
We don't want you
to say,
throw
hopefully
up,
it's you. Hopefully it's you that gets it, but that would be mean. You know, I would take the throwing up. I don't want to pass that to you. So.
I don't
no,
want
I
that.
I will take the,
no.
I'll take the vomit.
You know my current work situation. I mean, like, I kind of have to go, and I don't think anybody would want me going there being sick.
Throwing
I
up.
Mean, no.
Well, I equally
yeah,
don't
ew.
Think people want me throwing up at the physical therapy place at the Cleveland Clinic or at my office, but...
But
you
there
know, like
would
I said,
be more
I will,
socially acceptable to do.
No, but I'm
it's in a medical
physical
setting.
Therapy, it's not necessarily like the big throw-up central, but I will just take it because I'm nice, and I don't want you to
aww.
Throw up, so...
That's very nice.
There you go.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You can have that one. I'm not going to be nice
his,
and go ahead and his, take it. No.
His psychic reading okay. of one of us is going to be throwing up. I will just take it. I need to
good.
Lose a couple pounds anyway, so let's just go for it.
Yeah, I don't really want to do that.
I
mean,
I'm,
I could. I'd like
I,
to lose
I am
a couple
not
pounds,
advocating,
but I definitely don't want to vomit.
I'm not advocating, you know, throwing up to lose weight, just to throw that out there. I know it's not the right thing. So, I will. I mean, I guess should have thought before I spoke, but,
right.
you know, things happen. Just like throwing up.
That's right. I guess so. This took a very strange and odd turn. We might have to edit this for the podcast. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
More work. More I work. Think... Get motivated. More work.
Yeah.
More work.
Yeah.
Get motivated.
More work. All right, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I
yeah.
wanted to...
Speaking of more work,
one,
I've got to do laundry so I can go to work tomorrow because I don't think anyone wants me to go if I don't get my laundry done.
Stick.
It's been a little hot. It's been a little hot. Yeah.
I don't think it's.
I don't want to be the stinky girl and making people throw up because of me or something.
That
would not be good.
Maybe that was the actual premonition he was having.
God, I would hope not. Oh my goodness. Now I'm gonna like do twice as much laundry. I'm gonna put twice as much laundry smelly in there, and you know, extra soap
well,
and
I'll,
such.
I'm gonna put it out there. You and I have investigated in temperatures that are almost oven-like, and where you could physically see, like, just the sweat just pouring off of us. It's been so hot. And I have never
We've been locked in buildings.
Yes.
We have been
and
locked
I,
in
one time
buildings.
We did not even think we were going to get out of it. They forgot about us.
Yeah.
There was that possibility.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, and I will tell the audience, that you have never smelled. So
okay, but I don't want to ever have that happen. So, There's always a first. I got to take the appropriate measures. I don't want her to be a first in this one. That can pass. No, thank you.
The first time it smelled funny.
No. Now I'm going to be all self-conscious tomorrow. I'm going to be like, yeah, be all weird. Not that I'm not already weird. I'm pretty damn weird.
No. No, you're not. You didn't say you're weird, but I don't think you are.
Oh, I am weird.
But
I don't smell. So that's a good day.
Yeah.
Life is good.
You don't smell weird.
Yeah.
You may say weird things and think weird things and do weird things, but hey, you smell good.
But at least I smell okay.
Yeah, I smell okay.
Wow, thanks. Thanks for that.
You do smell okay. I was being...
That sounded like not really, but okay. All right.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I meant like okay.
That's the way I took it.
That's the way you take a lot of things. So
well, I know.
We will be joining everyone again next week, and maybe we'll be bringing a free reading night this weekend. I do not know.
We'll never know.
We don't know. So stay tuned for that, too. For that information.
And everyone, remember, motivational speaking from Artie. Go ahead and just download it. And if you have a party, you best be inviting us, okay? All right, that's all. Everyone have a wonderful night. Stay healthy. Don't be, pukey pants. Make sure you do your laundry so you don't stink. And have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll talk to you at some point or another.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.